Welcome to this introduction for the audio-described performance of William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, directed by Headlong Theatre's Holly Race Rowan, with co-direction from Naeem Hyatt. The production lasts for 2 hours and 15 minutes, including a 20-minute interval. The audio-described performance is on Saturday, 14th of March, at 2:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 12:30. The show will be described by Megan Brooks and Jake Hayes. This audio introduction lasts for 13 minutes and contains information about the set, characters and costumes, followed by content guidance and access information. The set. A Midsummer Night's Dream takes place in Athens in an unspecified time. The seasons have been turned on their heads and we're experiencing snow and ice on what should be a summer's day. As a result, the surroundings in both the palace and forest scenes are pristine white, with a shiny white marble tiled floor. A palace wall dominates the rear of the space. 15 feet high and 20 feet wide, it has a classical design that features decorative columns and panelling with rectangular patterns. There are 3 doorways, including 2 standard size entrances on either side of a taller, wider arch in the centre. They're decorated with a variation of the rectangular pattern with a diamond shape at their centre. When opened, floor-length white curtains are revealed in the background. Decorative friezes run above the smaller doorways, split in the middle by the arched entrance. The lower frieze is more decorated, with curved patterns. A cornice divides this section and the second plainly decorated frieze, which is capped by a second cornice. Above the palace wall is a sign featuring a partial quote from Hamlet. "Perchance to dream," is written in a Russian-style typeface whose bold capital letters have thick lines and angular corners. On either side of the palace are 2 lower white walls, around 3 feet high. They prevent easy access from either of the wings, meaning the only way in and out is via the 3 doors or steps leading into the auditorium. During the palace scenes, a long white table is placed in front of the wall. It's covered with a crisp white cloth, which reaches to the ground and is useful for concealing objects and people. Soft white cushioned chairs are lined up behind the table. The forest is represented by a black upright piano. Lighting is used here to create softness, with the sterile white of the palace giving way to gentler lilacs and chilly blues. The doors are also left open to reveal the curtain behind, giving the impression of snowdrifts. The main source of light throughout are 4 chandeliers powered by 12 candles in each. They rise and fall throughout the story to create more intimate settings. In the second half, during a play staged at the palace, a theatrical backdrop of an idyllic rural scene is hung in front of the wall. At the wedding party, a donkey's head is placed above the archway. Characters. The cast of 11 play multiple parts, from courtiers, lovers and staff in the Athenian palace to tutu-clad forest-dwelling fairies. The costumes are muted with earthy autumnal hues and greys and blacks that are in sharp contrast to the stark whiteness of the snow. The humans put on thick coats when going outside into the woods, whilst the fairy characters seem oblivious to the elements in their skin-exposing garments. Hedith Dylan plays Hippolyta and Titania. Hippolyta is the queen of the Amazons and betrothed to Theseus, Duke of Athens. She is a tall and slender white woman in her late 30s with long, dark, wavy hair that she wears pulled loosely off her face. She has large brown eyes, a sharp nose and soft mouth. She wears a rich burnt orange satin dress that flows to her knees and black low-heeled shoes. Hippolyta moves with a natural poise and prefers to sit on the large table rather than at it. She is quick to drink any glass of alcohol left lying around. Titania is queen of the fairies and married to Oberon. She is dressed all in black, with a corset and netted skirts that hang to her ankles in varying lengths. She wears long gloves almost to her armpits and ballet pumps. Her hair is worn loose and wild, and she uses her arms expressively when impassioned. Michael Marcus is Theseus, Duke of Athens, and Oberon, king of the fairies. Theseus is a white man in his early 40s and of average height and build. He has short, dark brown hair and an oval face with a dimpled chin that is covered with a light, short beard. His hooded brown eyes stare dangerously at those around him, and his movements are unpredictable. One moment slow and relaxed, the next quick to attack. He appears in blue military uniform with the chest emblazoned with medals. Oberon appears in white tights, ballet pumps, and a 16th century style patchwork grey doublet worn partially unbuttoned. He wears a single white glove on his left hand. Oberon moves with light scurrying steps and often shifts his weight from foot to foot when talking. Tiwa Lade plays Hermia, one of the lovers who resides in Athens. Hermia is a black woman in her early 20s and in love with Lysander. She is 5'5", with a curvy frame and has an oval-shaped face framed by neat afro hair, which is cut to her jawline. She has gently arching eyebrows over extremely expressive dark brown eyes. Her style is androgynous, a smart blue pinstriped blouse, half tucked into grey loose-legged cropped trousers, and a long black blazer with white socks and shoes. Hermia moves with strong strides that reflect her determined personality. David Olaniregan is Lysander, Hermia's true love. He's 5'10", with a muscular build and black skin. His hair is cut short to his head, and he has an oval face with extremely dark brown eyes that hold hope for his and Hermia's destiny. He wears black loose-legged trousers, black Oxford shoes, and a black tank top over a wide-collared white shirt. Lysander moves with a gentle lightness. Tara Tijani is Helena, best friend of Hermia and in love with Demetrius. Helena is a black woman in her early 20s and taller than her best friend Hermia. She has short afro hair and a heart-shaped face. Her brown eyes dote softly on her unrequited love Demetrius. She wears a fawn-coloured woolen top with large ruffs around the shoulders and black trousers and shoes. Her hair is accessorised with a white flower. Hermia's movements are held, but she relaxes and softens when she's around Demetrius. Lou Jackson plays Demetrius, a young Athenian man in love with Hermia. Demetrius is a tall white man of 6'2", with a slim athletic build. He is in his early 20s and has a long face with a cleft chin and piercing blue eyes. His mouth is quick to turn to smiles for his love Hermia, or snarls against his romantic pursuer Helena. His blonde hair is cut short at the sides and longer on top, and he moves with a self-assured confidence. Demetrius wears white jeans, grey boots, and a black short-sleeved V-neck jumper over a fawn-coloured shirt. All four actors, who play the lovers, double up as Titania's silent fairies. They wear black tutus, black leotards, white tights, and white ballet pumps. They dance with balletic movements or languish around their queen, ready to attend to any demand. At one point, they all appear with ass heads. Danny Karain is the earthy chef Bottom, a white male in his early 40s. He is a large man with an oval face, button nose, thick beard, and tousled, mousy blonde hair. Bottom wears black and white checked chef's trousers, black shoes, and a white vest beneath a white chef's jacket. Whilst performing as Pyramus, he wears a white tunic to his knees held by a thick brown belt in which sits a dagger. Bottom moves with confident strides, standing with hands on hips when thinking. When he is changed by Puck's magic, he moves with a swaying gait on hoofed feet, which are represented by black short-heeled boots. Sergo Varys is the ever-watchful, agile Puck, a pale-skinned fairy with a white-painted face, darkened eyes and short brown hair. He takes in the other characters and audience as he serves his master and plays his pranks. Puck wears a white tutu skirt with flesh-coloured braces, white tights and ballet pumps. His chest is bare. He sometimes wears a black tail jacket with the right arm missing and a long black leather glove in its place. Jack Humphrey is a disabled actor with cerebral palsy. He is slightly knock-kneed with a bend in both legs and a bend forward in his upper back. Jack plays Aegeus and Quince. Aegeus is a nobleman and stepfather to Hermia. He is a white man with a sharp chin and thick moustache over a tight-lipped, fretting mouth. His light brown hair is kept short with a fringe swept to the side. He wears a long black coat to his calves and black trousers. Aegeus uses a black cane when moving around. His movements become frenetic as he tries to gain power over his daughter's autonomy. Quince is the house manager in Theseus's household and wears a black tailcoat over a white shirt with black trousers and white gloves. When acting in his play for the royal wedding, he wears a huge crescent moon on his head and a long blue robe covered in stars. Quince holds an anxious energy in his body as he desperately tries to keep control during the rehearsals and performance of his play. Priya Kalsi plays the changeling child who belongs to Titania, and Flute, a maid at Theseus's palace. Flute is in her mid-20s and 5'2", with brown skin and wide-set brown eyes framed by thick eyebrows and an oval face. She wears her deep cherry-red hair pinned neatly back while serving at the palace. Her uniform is a knee-length black dress with white collar, full white apron, and a white headpiece. She has black shoes and keeps her movement contained, whilst always watchful of what is happening around her. Flute plays Thisbe in the play, and wears a belted, dusky rose Grecian dress with long sleeves. Her hair is worn loose. The child wears a knee-length, deep pink patterned dress beneath a thick white duffel coat. She has grey tights and brown ankle boots. Her long hair hangs down her shoulders in two plaits. While she doesn't flinch away from Oberon's grasp, there is a sense of discomfort that emanates from her petite frame. Dani Harris is a fairy. She is of medium height and slender build, and wears a black tutu, black bodice and white tights with pale ballet shoes. She is white, with blonde hair scraped into a tight bun. Her piercing grey eyes are set in a serious heart-shaped face. She dances with a mix of classic balletic movements and loose contemporary choreography, including backbends teamed with angular jerks of her limbs. The creative team for A Midsummer Night's Dream are director Holly Race Rowan, co-director Naeem Hyatt, designer Max Johns, sound designer and composer Nicola T. Chang, candlelight and lighting designer Joshi Harriet, movement director Malik Nashad Sharp, fight and intimacy director Haruka Kuroda, dramaturg Frank Peshier. Content guidance. A Midsummer Night's Dream contains loud noises such as gunshots, haze and flashing lights. There are also scenes of sexual content, swearing and some violence, including stage blood and drug use. Access information. The Bristol Old Vic is accessible through the theatre's main entrance on King Street. Please note that the street is cobbled. Full access information for the Bristol Old Vic can be found at https://bristololdvic.org.uk/your-visit/access/general-access-information. If you need any further assistance, for example, if a visit to the theatre in advance of the show would help, then either contact the box office on 0117 987 7877, 1pm to 6pm, Monday to Saturday, or email access@bristololdvic.org.uk.